Moss. A survey carried out during September and October shows that more people in the Dublin area listen to independent radio stations than to RTE Radio 2. The survey estimates that 31% of Dublin adults listen to about 14 independent commercial stations, Radio Nova and Sunshine having captured the majority of these listeners. The same survey indicated that RTE Radio 2 had approximately 24% of the daily audience. And according to the survey, independent radio has nearly 60% of the audience under 25. However, overall, RTE Radio 1 still has the largest listenership with 51% of the daily audience. The government will reportedly reintroduce a bill prepared by the previous government to close down independent radio stations. In the Doyle this afternoon, the Minister for Posts and Telegraphs said he would bring in a bill in the next parliamentary session to deal with independent local radio. The minister added that he is opposed to the idea of independent broadcasting being in the hands of commercial interests exclusively. Instead, he said radio should be run on a local community basis with a very small commercial involvement if necessary. A Garda chief superintendent today told the Special Criminal Court that the attack on the Gardaí near the British Embassy in Dublin last July was determined, sustained, and well orchestrated. Wednesday's weather. There will be a little drizzle during the night in extreme northern Leinster counties, but mainly dry elsewhere. Some mist or fog patches developing in places. Tomorrow will be generally dry, with most parts having a few bright or sunny spells. Temperatures will range from 4 to 6 degrees Celsius tonight to 8 to 10 degrees tomorrow, below normal for this time of the year. Further outlook, northern counties of Leinster may have some rain or drizzle, but will continue dry elsewhere. Rain will become more widespread on Saturday, but will later clear to showers. It will become rather cold and windy. That's Nova News at 3 minutes past 8.
Radio Nova.